Hello, dog people. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Rocker Dog Podcast, the show that talks to musicians about their bestest boys and girls. I'm your host, Tim Dill, with my bestest boy, Charlie, overseeing sound engineering responsibilities. And today we're happy to be talking dogs with Dwayne Betts, whose guitar-slinging, story-driven rock and roll plays a major role in both his solo band, Dwayne Betts and Palmetto Hotel, and the Almond Betts Band. And this is his hiking, swimming, and touring rocker dog.
We are speaking about my mini golden doodle, Willie Betts. We named him after Willie Nelson.
Okay. Now, have you had the honor of telling Willie that in person?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen Willie, and you know, I've had the privilege of meeting Willie a few times, but no, I haven't seen Willie lately. His kids know. Lucas knows.
Oh, great! Great. I love that. Now, what's the context of getting Willie when you did? I know this goes back to February 2020. Which is just pre-pandemic, and you were just married about 5 months earlier. So what was the thinking in getting the dog at the time?
Really, my wife kind of spearheads a lot of the ideas of, you know, of what we want to do. And if, like, we got a sauna, and it was her, I was like, man, those are expensive. And, you know, but I had just done, I really worked hard that year. And, you know, she's like, no, we're doing it. It's going to be okay. Like, we're going to get a sauna. And then we got a sauna. And then she's like, and I've always loved dogs. I mean, I've always been a dog person. I've always had dogs throughout my childhood, and or, you know, my family has. And so when it came to getting a dog, I mean, I love dogs. It was a no brainer. Mm-hmm. And so she had her sights set. There was a breeder that she found in Utah, which is pretty close to where we live part of the time in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So we were able just to drive down and meet him and kind of pick a dog or have a dog pick us. He kind of was the one that came in our arms, and we were just nice. Like, oh, this guy's perfect, you know, because it's hard to choose. I mean, they're all so cute. But anyway, so we wound up with him, and then we left him, and he had to be in a certain age for us to take him. And so we came back and got him a few weeks later, or whatever it was. And the rest is history. And he's been a great member of our family since.
Now, did you have obviously I think you had a say in it, but you know, when I go through your social media and pull out some quotes and stuff, and you know, pictures of your dog, you know, one quote you had, you said, my dad always taught me the importance of nature in everything we do. And I'm wondering, did that kind of factor into what kind of dog you wanted? A dog that's, you know, it's not a lap dog that you carry everywhere, but it's a dog that can be active in nature and be active with you and your lifestyle?
Yeah, definitely with traveling. I mean, we wanted to get to have a dog that we could go hiking with, but also one that wasn't so big that we couldn't, you know, bring him on a plane and, you know, bring him on a tour bus and, you know, potentially, or even in a van, you know, in a Sprinter van for a few hours or whatever. And really, we were just kind of drawn to the look of those dogs. They're so cute, you know. I mean, she was really like kind of infatuated with, like, we need to get one of these dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And so he was a mini, and he was actually supposed to be somewhere from 28 to 32 pounds.
Yes.
And he's a first generation, so they're harder to predict which parent they'll take after. I guess there's like number letter combinations. In other words, I guess the dog can come from two golden doodles too. And that would be second generation. But he actually comes from a golden and a toy poodle. So it's harder to predict the size. So he actually ended up being like 45 pounds.
Okay. I was curious to see. It was hard to tell in pictures. He definitely looked bigger than a mini, because full disclosure, I have a mini doodle. He's 22 pounds.
No, that's a really small one. Yeah.
And, you know, just you mentioning that something you want to take on tour with you and easy to travel. Yeah. I can see how you probably wanted something maybe a little bit, you know, shed 10 pounds.
You know, he has this certification, you know, he's a service dog. So
okay,
he travels with us, and he does great on planes, great in airports, and he knows it's a different, we've kind of trained him to where it's not playtime when you're walking through the airport. You know, sometimes people want to come up and pet him. I mean, and we kind of have to be like, sometimes you have to say no, you know?
Yeah.
But he knows it's time. He's familiar with it, and he does really well. I mean, he's, you know, obviously we don't fly in the back row of the plane. We try to get an exit row or like the front of economy plus or something to, you know, to have some room for him. But he does really well.
Did you get him specifically trained for service, or did you self-train him, or did your wife train
him? We self-trained him. I mean, my wife trained him, and he's not harming anybody. He travels with us. He needs to travel with us, and everybody loves him. So, sure. I mean, but yeah, so he performs a service for me, just being great medicine. And I, you know, I'm a recovering addict and have depression and anxiety, you know, I mean, you can just say that. And if the dog is really well behaved and every, I mean, what are you going to not let him on the plane? I mean, everybody loves him. It makes everybody's day better.
Yeah. So, for sure.
But no, he has this, they gave us the certification. So, I mean.
Well, again, going back to social media and seeing those photos, he seems to be a great dog in terms of he rolls with it. You know, he swims in pools and oceans and lakes.
Yeah.
He's in the snow. He's hiking. He's on planes. He's on vans, buses. I saw him on a boat. So that begs the question, what doesn't he like? What doesn't he roll with?
He has a really hard time. Like when we're in Jackson and it's just me and my wife, you know, I'm in Florida right now at my dad's house, and my sister's here a lot, and she has dogs, and my dad has a dog. And, you know, I mean, when he's here, he gets, you know, he gets fed things that we don't feed him, and which is, we can't really do anything about it. I mean, we're not going to tell my dad not to give him scraps. So when he's here, he doesn't like to go on walks, really. Sometimes it's because it's hot.
Right.
And other times it just, it's not even that it's hot. It's that he feels like he's missing out on what's going on here. Because he knows the party is in the living room in the main, you know. So when he's in Jackson with us, I mean, he'll go up mountains, you know. I mean, he'll really get into it, you know. But he's happy, and you know, you're not going to tell his grandparents are going to give him what they want to give him, and it's okay. I mean, it's not like he's feeding him like tons of, you know, he just does stuff that we wouldn't do, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what grandparents are for.
Of course, yeah. So he gains a little weight when he's here, and then we have to, you know, it's like that whole thing, and we feel bad, but it's like, you know, what are you going to do? He's happy, and he's not. He's not obese or anything.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you seem to take him on tour whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, not all the time. Not all the time, but when the opportunity presents itself and it makes sense, then, you know, he's definitely been out for a few.
Does he present any challenges when you bring him out? Like hotels or anything?
Not really. Well, sometimes he can be really unsettled in a new hotel room. There's times when he's totally cool, and there's times when he's really not settled and it's a new place, and any movement in the hallway, you know, he'll bark. Uh-huh. And I mean, that's about it. That's the only thing. And that's rare.
Yeah.
That's not like every hotel.
I saw his first show was with the Almond Betts Band back in March 2020 at the Coach House. Did that go well?
Yeah. Was that actually his first show? I know that may have been his first picture. Maybe it probably was his first show, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it said first show on the post.
You've really done your research. That's good. yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I know the picture well. There's a great picture of him with the pass on around his you know, around his collar, hooked on his collar, and I mean that place. We had our own car there, and my, you know, we were actually, I was living in that area at the time. So Lisa probably just drove him down,
brought him down
from home. Yeah. And my mom lives there. So, but if the backstage is not conducive, if it's like a club and it's just not nice in there, I mean, sometimes he likes the car because he knows he's familiar with it.
Right.
And he knows we're not going to leave. We're going to come back to the car.
Okay.
You know, so it's almost better to bring him and leave him in the car than it is to leave him like at a hotel room sometimes.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Now, similarly, there was a picture of him actually on stage at a Almond Family Revival show in Sarasota. Has he been on stage often?
Yeah, a few times. I mean, if he's at a show, I want to say pretty much any time at the very end of the show, you know, we let him run out.
Is that going to rise from the audience?
Yeah. Sometimes quite a rise. Yeah, it's always nice to see him on that, you know, because people know who he is, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody
Yeah.
that follows me on Instagram knows who he is. Also, we used his likeness for the tour ad, Matt, for a tour I did 2 years
the dog
ago.
days.
Yeah, the acoustic tour I did. Yeah, we used a picture of him, and yeah, it was pretty funny.
Well, it's funny, that was next on my list. You have that acoustic tour, and it's really nice that City Winery in Boston actually had a gift basket for him. Was that something, did they do their homework and know, like, this dog's on the road with them, or were they tipped off, or how did that come to be?
Well, they got they received the artwork that had him on it.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't know if he was going to be with us, but they were going to give I don't know if they knew he was actually going to be with us.
Yeah.
Because they could have just given us the gift basket to bring back to him, right? So,
you know, in this music ecosystem that you live in, does he accompany you to the studio?
Yeah, he does. He was at the studio when I made my record up in Jacksonville at Derek and Susan's studio. Okay. Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, the powerhouse husband wife team. We drove up from here, you know, and it's a nice drive up from Sarasota to Jacksonville. I don't know exactly how far it is, but we brought him, and he came to the studio every day. But I mean, that was a really good environment, a lot of outdoor space and nature and stuff, so he could kind of hang out. And you know, I mean, you have to have someone there to kind of watch him too.
Yeah. Did he happen to make it on record, or ever make it on record anywhere?
No, he's not on the record. Okay. I mean, it's like, you got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, what, do we really need a dog like barking on the record?
Like him howling on the outro.
I've done enough cute stuff, and like, I named a tour, you know, but no, it's great. He's always a great energy, whether we're recording or whether we're on tour, you know, at a show, at the end of a tour, if he comes, it's just, you're tired and you're beat down and you see the finish line and you're ready to go home, but you want to finish strong. And then sometimes your wife or your dog or your wife and your dog show up and it just gives everybody a nice shot in the arm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I get
good
that.
Energy.
Now, you're mentioning that you grew up with dogs. So let's talk a little bit about your history with dogs. And again, I can go back to your social media where you've posted a couple of shots. It seemed like in your childhood, you had a golden retriever named Toby.
Yeah, I did. We had a golden retriever, Toby. We had when I was really young, we had a dog named Django, after Django Reinhardt. I don't know what kind of dog that was. There was another dog that I don't really remember, but when I was really young, I see pictures named Petey.
Okay.
I mean, I was really young. I don't remember that dog really. But I had a dog that ran away. I was devastated. PJ was his name, and he was a spaniel. I don't know if they, like a Brittany spaniel, I thought they called it. Yeah, I was devastated for months over that. But then later on in my around 10, 11, you know, through my teens, we had Billy, who's a black lab.
Okay. I've seen, I think I saw a picture of the lab with you holding a BB gun, or I think that was a shot.
Yeah, I don't know what year that might have been, a little earlier. I don't think Billy was, we had Billy then.
Okay.
But Billy was great.
What about later in life when you're, you can kind of make the decision, you know, to bring a dog in. There's another dog, which you had hashtagged as Buddy Django.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a mutt, and this is probably like the 2015, 16, 17.
Yeah, Buddy Django was a dog that, his name was Buddy, and then I added Django because after Django Reinhardt again. Hey, Willie, look, he came in.
All right. Oh my gosh, they're so funny.
Hey Buddy. he's like really furry right now. He has a grooming appointment in a couple, 2 or 3 days. But Buddy Django was a dog that my ex-girlfriend and I agreed to look after for someone. And I love him, and I think about him all the time, and I don't know if I'll ever see him again. I don't even know the guy but it wasn't ever really my dog.
Oh, it was never your dog. Okay. It's funny
because
it
was for that time, but then he went through whatever he had to go through, and he wanted him back, and, you know, that was the agreement. I mean, we were watching it for him. I didn't know him. My girlfriend knew him. But I think he had to go to treatment or something. But we had him for a while, and he was a great companion. And you know,
you had a post that said, "I love this guy so much."
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did love him. I still do. Yeah, and then you know, my dad has a lab now, and he had a Jack Russell that was mean as hell. I mean, people would come on the bus and, "Oh, that dog's so cute," and put their hand out and he'd bite it. I mean, he'd draw blood, you know, it was a vicious little thing. So I never really got to know him that well, you know. They loved him and I loved him, but I didn't really have that bond with him because he wouldn't let me get very close to him.
Yeah, I know the type. Well, with that, I can wrap things up with, I call these the Zoomies. They're five fast, frivolous questions. And the first one, I'm sure you've never been asked before, but is, do you kiss your dogs on the mouth?
Sometimes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I just gave him a bath last night and I washed his mouth and stuff.
So it checks out.
Yeah.
Question two, if Willie had a theme song, what would it be?
I mean, his theme song is Willie the Wandering Gypsy and Me, written by Billy Joe Shaver. Waylon Jennings cut it, and I use it a lot on pictures of me and him. If I'm putting a song on, I always think of that one because it's, you know, it's a song Billy Joe wrote about Willie Nelson, you know.
Okay. And question three, since he does go on tour with you, if he had a say in the tour rider, what would he want included for him?
Well, he loves just about everything. I mean, we have nothing but the best, like in gourmet, like clean treats. And we've been on this like wolf diet thing with him lately, where we feed him like organ meats. Like it's like a really like high grade. It's like the alpha wolf would get the first choice, and they would go to the organs first of like a dead animal. So that's the basis of this food. But yeah, I mean, we always chop for him. I mean, there's not like one thing that I can think of that is like above all. But
He's a pretty easy eater. Like my dog's very picky, but your dog sounds like he can roll with it.
He likes the stuff that he likes, the bad stuff, and he likes the good stuff. When he was young, he used to like eat stuff that he won't eat now. Like once he got a taste for bacon and, you know, he'll eat like blueberries and but he used to eat like carrots and he won't eat a carrot by itself now, you know. Okay. If you mix it up, he might, but yeah, I mean, we used to feed him like, you know, all kinds of fruit and vegetables, and you know, he still eats some of it, but it's a little tougher now after the grandparents have given him everything else under the sun. But
all right. Question four, do you use a dog voice to speak to him?
Oh, man. I don't know if you call it a dog voice, but when I speak to him, I say things and call him names and use voices that you will never hear me. Unless you're around me talking to him, you won't hear it. I mean, I can't duplicate it, and I wouldn't if I could.
You've got a reputation to maintain.
Yeah, no, I have my own language I speak with him.
What about a voice for him? What would he sound like? Do you ever give him a voice? Do you ever speak for him?
Nah, I don't speak for him.
Okay. All right. And last but not least, is there a service or dog organization you'd like to give a shout out to? And that could be the groomer that's coming by in a couple of days, or a trainer, or a SPCA, or anybody out there that's doing good for your dogs.
Man, I love my dog so much. You know, you hear it all the time. They're like a family member.
Yep.
And just shout out to all of the dog owners that love their dogs and people that take care of their pets, you know, any animal. And I love spending time with my family. And Willie is as important a family member as anybody, you know.
Love to hear that.
So, yeah, it's just my favorite place is when I had a good day and I feel good about the day, and I've, you know, maybe walked through some of the challenges I had anxiety about earlier in the day, and I get another day and I'm like, you know what, I'm doing it. I'm doing this thing called life, and I'm in bed to watch a good program with my wife and my dog, and Willie's in a good mood and he's content and we're all kind of in a good place and feel excited, there's nothing better than that. It's the best.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dwayne, thank you so much for giving me your time. I love hearing, I love having artists help me spread the good word of dogs and how valuable they could be to our lives. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.